Acts chapter 3, verses 11 through 16. While he clung to Peter and John, all the people, utterly astounded, ran together to them in the portico called Solomon's. And when Peter saw it, he addressed the people, "Men of Israel, why do you wonder at this? Why do you stare at us as though by our own power or piety we have made him walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered over and denied in the presence of Pilate when he had decided to release him. But you denied the holy and righteous one and asked for a murderer to be granted to you. And you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses. And his name, by faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. And the faith that is through Jesus has given the man this perfect health in the presence of you all." Peter participates in the healing of a crippled man and then says, "What are you all looking at? Why are you staring at me?" We ask those type of questions when people get excited about something and we don't think it's a big deal. Peter was using a little bit of drama. Of course the people are going to get excited. It's going to draw some attention when crippled people are healed. He knows it's natural for them to come and check it out. But he leads with this line, "Men of Israel, why do you wonder at this? Or why do you stare at us as if though by our own power or piety we have made him walk?" Peter uses all the attention and all the excitement and all the drama to give glory to God. He sees the excitement in the people and he reminds them that it is all about God. He could have milked out the attention for a while. Maybe talked to a few journalists, done a few interviews, shared about his time with Jesus and the way that God has worked in his life. But the first words out of his mouth showed that it was not about Peter. It was about Jesus. How are you doing at giving glory to God? Do you struggle with craving attention for the good things that God is doing in you and through you? Are you intentional about using every opportunity where people give you their attention to direct them to the glory of God? Not only did Peter redirect their attention to God, he went right back to preaching about Jesus. It wasn't just the power of God that raised the man. It was faith in Jesus, the Jesus that they crucified. Peter wasn't going to miss this opportunity to let the people be convicted so that they would come to Jesus. They couldn't deny the miracle, but they did deny Jesus. And so he says, "It is through faith in the name of Jesus that this man stands well." How could you use your circumstances and the attention that you get to glorify God and to bring people to Jesus?
Speak Lord is a resource of the Palmer Seventh-day Adventist Church. Find us online at palmerak.adventistchurch.org and at pastorryanrogers.com. Speak Lord, your servants are listening.